meeting to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call.
Layton.
Here.
Lannan.
Here.
Pence.
Here.
Cross.
Present.
LaRose. Grover.
Here.
Okay. Mark is absent and excused, and Justin is also absent and excused. Next, move on to public comment. Okay, we can do that. All right, let's move on to approval of the agenda from February 20th, 2018. Comment?
No comment.
No comment. Hey, would somebody like to make the motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Support?
Support.
Okay, it's a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, agenda is approved from last month. Okay. Approval of the minutes of the January meeting. I think that should be February.
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the February 20th Parks Commission.
Okay. I have motion support. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Minutes for February are approved. Let's move on to reports. Treasury report.
Hey, everyone's been provided with a copy of the financial statements, and Sue wanted me to let everyone know that the year-end fund adjustments won't be completed until audit time, and some of the fund balance GLs will be adjusted to account for the regular rollover of the little libraries, the pavilion rentals, and the completion of the Grace McDonald Parks bathroom.
Okay. Comment? No comment. Let's move on to the rec plan. Okay. Anything for the rec plan? Any comment for the rec plan? Okay, let's move on to subcommittee.
I was sent out an email again to ask Rick where we're at that, which leads into the point. At our January meeting, we had Mansfield on giving those conceptual designs. And I'll also ask, where are we on getting those back to us, or where's the process on that also?
Okay.
So I guess I can report back at our next meeting on those two findings.
Report for April meeting, okay.
Thanks for asking, Rick, and thanks for emailing your findings.
Okay.
Okay, any more comment on rec plans? All set with that one? Okay, let's move on to subcommittee for grants.
When Mike returns from spring break, he's going to organize our meeting.
Okay.
So did you guys do anything over the
We haven't touched base.
Okay, we're looking for the first week in April, first full week in April. Or do we just want to touch base that week and see if that week is going to work for everybody?
You should probably set it up before you leave.
Okay, because I'm not sure my full schedule is going to be that week yet. Because, when I take a week off from work, usually the first day I get back, it's you know, I'm usually kind of okay. caught off guard on a lot of stuff. Would that be okay? Okay, then. So we'll set something up that first week, or at least touch base that first week and set something up. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. And kind of what I said at the beginning, comb through the ones that we have found and put together a simple flow chart with dates and allocation.
Okay.
So that we can just pass it to the board. Compile them all, pass them to the board, and so that we're all working off of
one
see the date, we can see the deadlines, we can see what's required.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Any more comment on the subcommittee for grants? Anybody? Okay, let's move on to old business.
Can we talk about the grant that we did not get for the bicycle racks? And I don't know if we can or do we want to take that money that we said we would put towards that half of that grant that we didn't get and maybe just take that money and...
So we did that with the grant that we approved? The grant that we applied for was denied?
That's what I read in the email. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see that.
It did not get an email.
Yeah, was that recently?
Yeah.
Today?
No, I read it. I think, go ahead.
I can't remember when the notification was. It was probably...
I can't remember either.
It was probably maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or so. Maybe just about the time. No, I think it was at the time of your last meeting because I think I mentioned it to a couple commissioners. But, yeah, that was the health grant through the Northwest Health Department. And that's something that that they offered last year and they've offered again this year. So, you know... That grant that was a very quick turnaround. Some grants are like that. But one of the nice things is that we can look for that next year. We have no guarantee that they'll be offering that next year. But what we might want to do is either maybe kind of change our ask based on an analysis of some of the grants that were successful,
mm-hmm.
And you know, get that kind of on the books and ready to go so that it can be submitted pretty easily next year.
And then maybe find another grant to fund the bicycle racks?
Yeah, so if I could just expound a little bit on the grants, if that's okay. When you're looking at, you have a subcommittee here for grants, I'd like to give you some information just on a couple. You know, there's the 2% tribal grants through local units of government. That's the one that you just received from Mount Holiday. There's the health grant that you just applied for. There's a PAR plan grant through our insurance company that we use for property liability. And let's see. There's several smaller grants out there. So I think if you identify some of the projects that you're going to go after, then you can really match those with some grants that you identify. And that'll help that application process. One of the things I wanted to mention to you in general is that we've allocated some funds in our budget year for an internship, and we've been discussing that internally, what that internship will look like with the Office of Planning and Zoning. So, as you know, we've been discussing short-term rentals in the area. We didn't know if that would be, what the timing on that would be. If the township passes anything, it won't be for the 2019 season. So we've been thinking about that internship. Possibly some of it could be used for a grant type of analysis, or a portion of the time maybe. We don't have a ton of funds set aside for that internship, but one of our planning commissioners, Judy Nemitz, works with CMU, and she's kind of put us in contact with a lot of their public administration master's students. And so one of the things, one group that's going through the program right now will be taking a class this summer on grants, applying for grants, identifying grants, how to kind of finesse the application to match it, and so forth. So that could be someplace where if we're able to have one of those students do an internship, you know, as they're, you know, I don't know how the internship would coincide with what they're learning. Okay, so example, if the intern is on the front side of their class, you know, we may be helping them with the learning curve, and they'll know more, obviously, when they go to class, but they'll get baptism by fire here, as they say. Or if they're in the middle of the class, they can utilize some of the resources that they find in class here. And obviously, if they're finished with the class, they can try to put some finer details maybe on a grant request. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll let you know as that goes down the further down the process. We'd like to have that internship kind of identified and out there for applicants in the April time frame. So
next month.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. So that's what I wanted to mention to you on the grants. Other than that 2% tribal grant, we did receive the $25,000, and we're in receipt of that. And then I've just emailed today to Mount Holiday, president of their board, asking them for a letter, just, you know, requesting the funds and stating that they will file the follow-up documentation. All of these grants have a, you know, reporting mechanism to make sure that the funds are allocated where they're supposed to be. So when we get that letter, we will forward the funds over to Mount Holiday. And we've, as you can see in your financial report, we've made accommodations for that with the accountant, making sure we had a line item for the revenue. There's actually a specific line item from the chart accounts for local grants. And then we did through a budget adjustment, we bumped up your budget by $25,000 to show, in the expense side, to show that that $25,000 will be coming out of the Park Commission budget, but we've added it into your budget. Mm-hmm. So we're not taking it off from any place else. So. And I guess I did want to mention as well, with respect to grants, the Safe Routes to School grant. So Rick and I are trying to meet with the Road Commission to talk with them about that. As you know, that Safe Routes to School grant is impacted by 3 Mile. And 3 Mile what 3 Mile will look like is going to be a mechanism from the East-West Corridor study of the Road Commission that they're going through right now. Mm-hmm. Now, they probably won't have results of that East-West Corridor study till, I was hoping, the end of 2018, but what I'm hearing is more like 2019. As you guys know, you've recommended forwarding $40,000 for the design portion of that, because the one thing that the grant doesn't cover is the design of the trail. The TART trail has secured $10,000 in match to your, as a, you know, inspired by your $40,000 that you're discussing, wanted to contribute some and raised $10,000 recently. So they've allocated $10,000 to that. So we're going to meet with the Road Commission, try and figure out exactly how we go through with that process. As far as timing, really is just the issue. How do we go about that? We don't want to design a trail. We don't know what the road's going to look like, but yet we don't want to let things go down the road too many years. So we'll kind of see how we can manage that process. But that brings me to after the audit is done, the audit for East Bay Township for the 2017 financial data is scheduled for April 9th that week. So we'll get the results back some weeks after that, and there will probably be a presentation to the board in, I would guess, June, actually. But we should have finalized numbers before that. Obviously, you guys know, within your department, you spent much less. It was more of a planning and grouping year than necessarily building of infrastructure, which is great. You need those years. But I would look to, maybe on future agendas, putting the discussion of that $40,000 in the design for short-term, for Safe Routes to School on your agenda to make a formal request of the board to, you know, capitalize on those funds from the 2017 fiscal year and allocate them specifically for that grant design. Thanks. Any questions? Appreciate your time. Okay.
Any questions, anybody?
No discussion. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thanks.
Hey, any more old business? One thing, election packet. Did everybody pick up their election packet that needed to?
I still need to.
You need to? Okay. Okay, any other old business? Business discussion. We're ready to move on to new business.
Well, one thing is we should probably make April, so either April or May, I think we should do our parks tour. So we should make a decision if we want to do that.
Are you talking about our the tiny?
It's going around to all the parks,
the
making
random,
notes.
Mm-hmm. Not like
That's a separate issue, the existing parks. And then meeting with Bob, yeah. I think it would be good just to get an update. So
we also discussed going to all the random lots with under park commission.
And sure, that too. That's a separate.
And we can do that probably on a separate day.
Mm-hmm.
A separate meeting. So our April meeting is, it's going to be on a Monday.
The 16th. April 16th.
Oh, no. Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I won't be here.
Yeah, that is on a...
So can everyone meet like at 5 o'clock?
Five is in Detroit.
Pardon?
Yeah, 5 is a little early for me.
Later in April. Would 6 still be a good time, or could we shoot for 5:30?
We're going to have our meeting at 6.
Mm-hmm. We could go do the parks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we can still have our meeting at... It's still kind of close to have a meeting at 6, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
We don't have to have the same day. We could do it on Friday and have a meeting on Monday,
mm-hmm.
which is historically.
We could do that too.
Can you get here at 5, Matt?
I could, yeah.
Mike, can you?
I could probably sneak it in, yeah.
Otherwise, I think doing it on Friday the 13th and then doing the meeting on the 16th, I think, would be fine, too. But
Friday doesn't work. We do a Wednesday or Thursday as well, I think.
Well, maybe we could do April 12th. That's a Thursday.
And Thursday would actually be better.
And then we can, we still would have to post it. And we could just have our parks tour. We can meet here, and either at 5 or 6. I don't know if that makes a difference for anyone on a Thursday to be able to meet here.
Five would actually be better for me as well.
I can't do 5.
Maybe you could catch up then after 5. We could pre-plan what parks are going to.
My husband's not home until 5:30. So
okay. Yeah.
I mean, I could bring children.
Bring children. It's fine with me. But, okay, so is that affirmed? April 12th, we'll do the parks tour at 5 o'clock?
We said 5 o'clock meeting here.
Mm-hmm. At the township.
What day? Thursday, April 12th?
Thursday. At 5.
And then the regular meeting on the 16th.
And then the regular meeting will be normal on the 16th.
Okay.
I guess I'm kind of like at a loss. It's just the rec plan, and I don't, you know, I know they're busy with their short-term rental thing going on and other things. But I'll just shoot out that email to see, because that's really sort of holding us up, that and finding money for grants. So, and it might take more than that subcommittee. We might all have to partake in having some meetings just tossing out grant ideas.
The two are kind of intertwined, because we need to know from the rec plan what our priorities are before we seek grants that match up with those priorities. So.
Yeah, it was like, because we didn't get the bike rack grant, I was thinking, well, I just want to do something. I just feel like I'm not doing too much, but I guess it's a process. But then that maybe we could just take that money and buy some bike racks with it. I don't know. But that we can discuss that or not later. But so, and we have a lot of new members on the board, and just things are happening, so we just have to go as they come, so to speak.
Priorities, okay. I do that at the April meeting as well.
You know, and I know it was an undertaking the last years that we did the rec plan. I think it ended up going to our, I think the attorney or the planning engineer. They did the whole thing, basically. It is a major undertaking. Plus, you know, transferring it over, it wasn't an updated version anyways, you know. Currently it's not updated, so I know that takes time. So it just would be nice if there's anything we could do in the meantime. So thank you for listening.
Right, more new business this time?
Nope. Pancake breakfast. We should maybe put that on the next meeting, April's meeting, because we need to help out. And, So maybe put that on the next meeting. Put the $40,000 on the next meeting minutes also. And did everybody's last meeting, you got a copy of the projects under 100 and then over. So... I just always bring it at every meeting, so it's always in front. So I'll do a copy and laminate it for everyone, if you'd like.
If you're able to scan and email that, because I wasn't here at the last meeting, if you're able to.
Okay, I can do that. Or I'll just email it to you. All right. I'll put it on one sheet. All right.
Hey, any more new business?
So, back to the details on doing the parks tour. We're going to do that before the meeting, but then we never did figure out what we want to do with all the properties that are out there for sale. So, would that be too much to try to get that organized together for Wednesday? April 11th, or is that just too much for people in 1 week?
I think I've got a commitment that night.
Okay. But what does anyone else think?
And then, that,
do we want to do it that week, or do we want to hold off another month on that? Move that off to May?
Well, you don't. You might have a very big meeting on Monday if you come in having just seen all the parks. Kind of like the idea of waiting till May.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do this? What do you think about this? If we get the list together with the addresses in the township, I'm sure. I mean, I have old copies, but we can probably get a list with addresses and the parcels, the copies of those, and we can have that ready for our April meeting, And then from April's meeting, we can discuss a date that we would like to go see them.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And some are going to be really easy. You're just going to go. You'll be able to make choices quite rapidly. So I don't think any more have been added since we did it. I think that was about 4 years ago. We went around to the property, so. Beth, who would I get a hold of to get a list of those properties?
I'm Dr. Deb.
Deb, okay.
You guys have a list before, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She
probably
has it still saved.
Okay. Is she back? Okay. Okay.
So, any more new business? Move on to public comment.
Well, like I probably should have, added on during the business agenda items too, but I just wanted to mention Bob went through on all the little libraries and added a second roof to them with more of an overhang and put roofing material on the top of it and kind of shored up the door. So got them so that should have less problems with water in the inside of the little libraries, because it sure doesn't do much good to fill them with good books for people and then, have water in them. It's pretty tough to make them completely water resistant, but as much as possible, and they're much better than before. So if you see Bob and you get a chance, thank him for that.
He called me, he's like, can you come help? I'm like, sick kid on my lap. And then a couple weeks later, he's like, can you come help? I'm like, yeah, still sick.
And he completely understood. I think he called you because you had mentioned you wanted to help.
I wanted to help him. I was like, I will come and help you. But
yeah. He didn't want to fix him and then not have, let you know. So anyway, so I'm sure that it was fine, although he would have appreciated it if you could make it too. So the other thing is, the life-saving, what am I trying to think of?
Life-saving ring.
What's that?
Life-saving ring?
Life-saving ring. Thank you very much. We haven't had a huge issue, but a little bit of an issue with them being taken off of the posts. Arbutus and at Jen's Park. I'm not really aware of it at Jen's Park, more so at Arbutus. And when I was out of town this week, I noticed we were down in Chicago, and I noticed on the pier, and I had looked just before the last 2 weeks for something for the life-saving ring that's enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you don't want to lock it, clearly, or have, breaking glass or anything like that. That would really defeat the purpose. But some way to make it just more so than the ring hanging on there. So I noticed that they had theirs in an enclosed case, which are available, and they actually had a plate on it that said basically there was an ordinance in place that if you tampered with it
non-emergency.
Exactly, that you were subject to, I think it was like a $500 fine or something like that. That's something that we could take a look at. That Arbutus does not have cameras in it. That is something that the township received a grant when we originally put the cameras in Grace McDonald. Obviously, if you remember last year, we increased the amount of cameras and invested more in that at the park. But it's something we could take a look at too in Arbutus and put in for a grant for that with the insurance company. One of the things that they look for are grant applications that mitigate risk. So that's kind of one of the points. We put in a grant for them the last time for, all of you have keys, and some keys are missing. So we put in a grant for a keypad, so you'd have access codes, and we can limit that and switch them like that. Mm-hmm. We did not receive that grant. They didn't feel like it, even though we were protecting, hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets on both sides. they didn't feel like that mitigated risk, so we weren't successful in that grant application. But maybe that one might be more up their alley. Number one, they've shown a willingness to fund requests that are camera monitoring systems. And number two, you know, that would make sure that we would have that life-saving ring there, and that it was monitored. Obviously, we have a lot of kids who play at that park too, so something to think about. And then, oh, you mentioned the rec plan, and I can talk with Rick about that as well and see exactly where they are in the status of that. I know he's been pulled away on some other projects right now. But I just also want you to remind you that that is still a current rec plan that you have now, good until 2019. So you can still pull projects from that. You're not hindered by, you know, waiting for that. As a matter of fact, you guys are probably on the early side looking at, you know, updating it. So you're still able to easily put in for grants pulling from your current rec plan. So just wanted to mention that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Beth. Did you happen to take pictures of the life ring in a box?
I did. And I love because it. I wanted the verbiage on the on the card. And that would be an ordinance that, you know, if we wanted to take a look at it, we could draft one through council and send that through you guys, then on to the township board.
I think that's a great idea.
For a recommendation. I don't know how much sense there is in doing it if we don't have a camera system down there. Although, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that
at least they'll read it and maybe think about it twice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, someone may also observe something happening, too. So, did you have something?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, you said this was a risk mitigation grant from the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Do you have information as far as, like, the company's name, any?
I do. It's Michigan Participating Plan. And we have been a member since, oh, gosh, I can forward you the grant request that just went into them that we weren't awarded. And I think it has in there how long that we have been a member. So some of the things they look for are how long you've been a member. They look for matching. So, for example, in that one, I put in a 50-50 grant request. So the company that we used for Grace McDonald, when we repaired and improved the video surveillance equipment at Grace McDonald, did a really good job at a great rate for us. We got three prices for that work, and he came in the least expensive, and Bob and I were very pleased with his work. He was extremely thorough. His customer service, I mean, I call, I get a phone call back that day or the next day. So I can have him take a look and see what we would need out there. It's not without expense having something like that, because we have an ongoing expense of basically your charter line out there for internet. So like at Grace McDonald, I think we spend $80, $90 a month on that line, if I'm not mistaken. So, and that's one thing, as you are thinking of doing things, I really appreciate if you guys would keep in mind kind of what those ongoing costs are for any improvement. So when you're looking at like bathrooms, okay, and some places that change to Grace McDonald was perfect. The bathrooms and really needed there. I remember when my kids were little playing t-ball there and there was no facility there. That would have been phenomenal to have. But to necessarily have that at each one of your parks, there's a substantial cost in that. You know, heat, water, or, well, that doesn't have water. It's on a well. But you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Those types of things. So
couldn't we, or who would we ask other than, you know, Bob would be a good resource too, but if we could come up with a sheet that, you know, currently right now, the monthly breakdown each expense, and then have it per park or whatever, so we have that, so we know, so when we're thinking of this or that
right
it's ever going.
Right now it's not really tracked to give us a great amount of detail per park.
Okay.
But we can make some assumptions based on, you know, the amount of time it takes to, you know, do certain tasks related to it. We can look at certain things like, so for example, at Jen's Park, you know, what it costs us every year to turn the water off and on, to run the heat out there. Or, well, actually, that bathroom doesn't have heat. It's one of the reasons, I guess, that they close it in the winter. But, you know, we can take a look at some of those things. Right now, they're not specifically tracked, like, per park or even per type of improvement. We just track, like, general utilities are divided out. But we can do some more research into that. If you have, like, a specific improvement and want to say, you know, what do you think this would be in ongoing monthly fees, we can try to take a look at that and estimate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, any more public comment? Okay. Should we move to adjourn?
Sure.
Make a motion and second.
Bang your gavel, sir.
It's adjourned meeting.